Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital distractions and finding real joy in the messy, beautiful world around us. Today we're diving headfirst into something incredibly important, building a supportive community for mental health. Ever feel like you're navigating life's ups and downs on a deserted island? You know, that feeling when you're trying to figure things out, facing your own challenges, and it feels like you're the only one going through it? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And building a supportive community around us is like having a crew of trusty adventurers by our side, ready to share the load, offer a helping hand, and celebrate those victories, big and small. Now, before you picture a group of folks sitting in a circle chanting affirmations, though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. Huh? Let's break down why having a supportive community is like having a superhero cape for our mental well-being. First up, connection is key. We humans are wired for belonging. It's in our DNA. Feeling connected to others, sharing experiences, and knowing we have people who genuinely care about us, that stuff makes a world of difference for our mental health. Think of it like this. When life throws curveballs, having a community around you is like having an instant safety net. Second, let's talk about shared struggles. Sharing your story, even the tough parts, can be incredibly freeing. And trust me, you're not the only one who's been there. Knowing that others understand what you're going through, whether it's dealing with anxiety, stress, or just feeling a little lost, can help you feel less alone and more empowered. Third, communities can be a wellspring of support. Sometimes, all we need is a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or even just someone to vent to without judgment. Having a community means knowing there are people who are genuinely invested in your well-being and want to help you navigate those challenging times. Fourth, let's not forget the power of inspiration. Being around positive, driven individuals can be incredibly motivating. Seeing others succeed, overcome challenges, and share their stories can ignite that inner fire within us and remind us that we too have the strength and resilience to thrive. Finally, remember this. Building a supportive community isn't just about finding people who agree with you or who make you feel good all the time. It's about embracing diversity of thought, being open to learning from different perspectives, and creating a space where everyone feels safe, respected, and valued. Think about it. Maybe that friend group you haven't connected with in a while could be rekindled? Or perhaps joining a local club based on your hobbies would introduce you to like-minded individuals who share your passions. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was feeling pretty lost and isolated. My usual routine was disrupted, and I wasn't sure how to connect with people who understood what I was going through. Then, I stumbled upon this online writing community. At first, it was just a place to share my work and get feedback. But slowly, I started building genuine connections with other writers, people who shared my passion for storytelling, my love of coffee. That's important. And even my struggles with procrastination, we've all been there. That community became a lifeline, a source of support and inspiration during a really tough time. So, how can you start building your own tribe? First, get out there. Connect with people who share your interests, join clubs, attend events, volunteer for causes you care about. Online communities can also be great places to find like-minded individuals. Second, be open and honest. Share your story, even the parts that feel vulnerable. You'll be surprised how many people connect with your experiences. Finally, remember that building a supportive community takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Greater connection, increased well-being, and a sense of belonging that will stay with you long after the challenges fade away. Remember, you don't have to face this journey alone. There's a whole world out there waiting to connect with you, share their stories, and build something truly amazing together. So go out there, be yourself, and let those connections blossom. And, hey, if you find that tribe of awesome people, make sure to shout out Dopamine Declutters when you're celebrating your victories. Until next time, keep decluttering, keep connecting, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.